In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia City Council today looked for answers as to why the man accused of killing Kaita Scott was released from custody before her death. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The hearing was billed as an examination of policies to protect abuse and domestic violence victims, but when DA Larry Krasner testified, counsel quickly zeroed in on the case of Keon King, the suspect in Kaita Scott's killing. King was accused of kidnapping and strangling an ex-girlfriend in the year before Scott's death, but Krasner's office dropped the charges, blaming the courts for granting King bail. Council President Kenyatta Johnson pressed Krasner about why he didn't appeal the bail, and for the first time, Krasner said he actually thought that $200,000 bail was adequate.
I think what is being said is we did not call because
we did not call because it was at $200,000.
Because relatively speaking, it was pretty high bail for the.
So $200,000 is a high bail for a kidnapping.
The truth is,
and does the strangulation on top of the kidnapping make it even more serious than a slap?
It was better than we usually get.
Kaita Scott's father, Kevin, watching the hearing, tried to find the positive.
It looked like the ball was dropped a couple of times, so definitely frustration. But hopefully this awareness can change the laws going forward.
Next year, Krasner says he plans to request funding to create a specialized domestic violence unit in his office. A state Senate committee has authorized subpoenas to Pennsylvania State Police and Abington Township to learn how state money has been spent to secure Governor Josh Shapiro's private home following the April attack on the governor's mansion in Harrisburg. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
State Senate Intergovernmental Operations Committee Chairman Lehigh and Bucks County Republican Jared Coleman says the subpoenas come after months of what he calls stonewalling from the governor's office. Coleman says no one disputes the governor should have reasonable and appropriate protection.
But no administration, Republican or Democrat, should be allowed to operate in the shadows and refuse to provide basic details.
Subpoenas will be issued to Abington Township regarding zoning and construction permits for Shapiro's Jenkintown home, attempts to acquire or do work on a neighbor's property, along with construction and landscaping costs paid by the state.
The governor's office says security improvements are a result of assessments following April's assassination attempt and arson at the governor's residence, and says the office has responded to lawmakers' inquiries without compromising security. Tuesday was day two of the child abuse trial for Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small. His daughter took the stand to share her story. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more from the Atlantic County Courthouse.
Prosecutors went over three incidents in which the now 17-year-old daughter detailed how she was allegedly beaten by her parents. She said she was punched in the legs and hit with a belt in her dad's man cave. She said she was hit with a broomstick and knocked unconscious in her bedroom. And she says her mother beat her in her grandmother's bedroom. The daughter's boyfriend was secretly recording the family arguing, and we heard several of those clips, including one where the mayor threatened to earth slam her because she was fighting with everyone in the house and refused to get ready for an event. The defense began cross-examination by highlighting that the daughter met with investigators on at least 7 occasions, and at no point during those interviews did she ever say she felt unsafe at home or afraid of her parents.
This was a very different story than what she was saying in private messages to her boyfriend on Instagram. A Delaware County technical school is making a number of multi-million dollar upgrades. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, officials say these improvements will not only help the school, but the future of the community's healthcare system.
The Pennsylvania Institute of Technology recently launched the Walter Garrison College of Nursing. Now they're breaking ground on a 10,000 square foot facility to house the program on their campus in Media.
Our new LPN to RN bridge program brings a state-of-the-art facilities, including clinicals, observation rooms, as well as 4 new classrooms to our college.
PIT President Matt Meyer says not only will the new program and facility provide students with the top-of-the-line equipment they'll need to know as they pursue nursing careers, but it will also give them a rare resource.
We're the first college in the region that I'm aware of to have an LPN to RN bridge program, allowing students who are already gainfully employed to be able to come back to school for a relatively short amount of time, about a year and a half, and advance their careers and advance their earnings.
Although they just broke ground, construction is expected to be complete by the end of next summer. Scientists say there could be noticeable impacts to technology today as a powerful burst of solar energy reaches Earth. KYW's Connor Barkon has more.
Earth's magnetic field is doing its job to protect us from harmful radiation ejected by the sun during a recent solar flare. Chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute, Dr. Derek Pitts, says there is a chance Aurora Borealis can be seen from our area as long as skies are clear and you're far away from city light.
People down this far south and further south, you know, it can occur, get really excited about being able to see this because it's a cool thing. I mean, you have these like shimmering curtains of reds and greens and violets and sometimes yellows kind of shimmering across the sky. And it can take up a good portion of the sky, and it's unusual to see that kind of color or light at night.
Pitt says some technology like GPS satellites and radio communications could experience interruptions, but adds engineers have added safeguards over the years to help protect equipment from solar flares. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.